Good evening. This is Akashvani and I'm Lalima Aneja Dang with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges G20 nations to shift from profit-driven innovation to a model focusing on humanity, equity and global cooperation. Prime Minister says India, Brazil, South Africa can complement each other's development and set an example for sustainable growth. India and Israel to implement proposed free trade agreement in two phases to ensure early benefits, says Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal. Indian origin steel tycoon Lakshmi N. Mittal reportedly decides to leave United Kingdom as Labour government weighs tax changes targeting super rich. And in sports, Indian women's blind cricket team creates history by winning first ever T20 World Cup for the blind in Colombo. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged G20 nations to shift from profit-driven innovation to a model that focuses on humanity, equity and global cooperation. He said that technology should be human-centric, global and open source. Mr. Modi noted that India's digital ecosystem follows this vision, helping the country lead the world in digital payments. The Prime Minister was addressing the third session on a fair and just future for all, critical minerals, decent work, artificial intelligence at the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg. Highlighting India's growing leadership in AI and space, Prime Minister said the country is promoting broad participation across sectors through inclusivity and accessibility. He stressed that AI must serve the global good and called for a global compact ensuring transparency, human oversight, safety by design, and strict prevention of misuse. Prime Minister Modi also announced that India will host the AI Impact Summit in February 2026, themed Sarvajana Hitaya, Sarvajana Sukhaya, Welfare and Happiness for All, and invited all G20 nations to participate. Speaking at the India-Brazil-South Africa leaders' meeting in Johannesburg, Prime Minister said it is not merely a grouping of three nations, but an important platform linking three continents, three major democracies and three major economies. He said the three countries can complement each other's development and set an example for sustainable growth. Prime Minister Modi met several world leaders on the sidelines of the summit. He met Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi, Netherlands PM Dick Schoof and Jamaican PM Andrew Holness. Meanwhile, the 12th G20 Leaders Summit at Johannesburg concluded this evening. The two-day summit commenced yesterday under the theme Solidarity, Equality and Sustainability. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in all the three important sessions of the summit. We bring in more report from our correspondent covering the summit.
During his participation in all the three sessions of the summit, PM Modi outlines India's vision for seven new G20-led initiatives, including a global effort to dismantle the drug terror nexus, a healthcare rapid response team, a traditional knowledge repository, an open satellite data partnership, a critical minerals circularity initiative, and a global framework for talent mobility. The G20 Leaders Summit ended in Johannesburg with South African President Cyril Ramaphosa hailing it a success for multilateralism. With no U.S. government leaders in attendance, South Africa plans to officially hand over the G20 presidency to a U.S. diplomat at the offices of the Department of International Relations in the coming week. Asanyu, Akashvani News, Johannesburg.
Prime Minister Modi has since left Johannesburg for home. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said India and Israel are considering implementing the proposed free trade agreement in two phases to ensure early benefits for the trade community of both countries. He said it is quite possible that they may come out with the first phase on an FTA so that they can kickstart the benefits faster. Mr. Goyal said India is emerging as a trusted friend and a reliable partner of the world.
उनके वित्त मंत्री से भी बात हुई, उन्होंने संतुष्टि जाहिर की कि
bilateral investment treaty has now been executed between the two countries, and I believe this marks the beginning of a new era of trade relations. We must first decide how both countries can benefit from this FTA, what facilities we will provide, and what benefits we will receive here. All these things will emerge from the discussions now. There is a possibility that we may finalize the first phase of the FTA first and finalize the entire FTA in two phases.
और दो फेजेस में इस पूरे एफटीए को फाइनल किया।
इंडिया एंड इसराइल ऑन थर्सडे इंक्ड टर्म्स ऑफ रेफरेंस टू फॉर्मली लॉन्च नेगोशिएशंस फॉर द एग्रीमेंट। मीनवाइल मिस्टर गोयल कॉल्ड ऑन प्राइम मिनिस्टर ऑफ इसराइल बिन्यामिन नेतन्याहू। इन अ सोशल मीडिया पोस्ट मिस्टर गोयल सेड ही अपडेटेड मिस्टर नेतन्याहू ऑन हिज डिस्कशंस विद हिज इसराइली काउंटर पार्ट नीर बरकत एंड द सक्सेसफुल होल्डिंग ऑफ बिजनेस फोरम एंड सीईओज फोरम। The Commerce and Industry Minister also called on the President of Israel, Isaac Herzog. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you top international news and updates from around the globe. Indian origin steel tycoon Lakshmi N. Mittal has decided to leave the United Kingdom as the Labour government weighs tax changes targeting the super rich. Long based in Britain and ranked the country's eighth richest person with a £15.4 billion fortune, Mr. Mittal is already a tax resident of Switzerland and is expected to spend most of his time in Dubai. He has purchased property near Dubai's Naya Island, adding to a mansion he already owns there. According to media reports, the move comes ahead of Chancellor Rachel Reeves' budget on Wednesday, which is expected to include further tax increases on the wealthy as the government seeks to plug a £20 billion hole in public finances. Lebanon's health ministry said that Israel struck Beirut today, killing one person and injuring 21. Israel said it was aiming at Hezbollah's chief of staff. The attack comes nearly a year after a ceasefire ended their last war. The attack comes amid escalating Israeli airstrikes in southern Lebanon and mounting U.S.-Israeli pressure on Beirut to disarm the Iran-backed group. Lebanon's President Joseph Aoun called the strike a violation of the agreement and urged the international community to step in. Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro was taken into preventive custody by police in capital city Brasilia under an order issued by the Federal Supreme Court. According to the federal police, the arrest was not the result of a sentence but a precautionary measure requested by investigators yesterday. Top officials from the United States, Ukraine and national security advisors from France, Britain and Germany will hold talks in Geneva today to discuss the U.S. draft peace plan to end the war in Ukraine. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Secretary of State Marco Rubio will attend the meet. Indian women's blind cricket team have created history, winning the first ever Women's T20 World Cup for the blind in Colombo today. The Indian team defeated Nepal by 7 wickets in the final to lift the cup. After electing to field, India restricted Nepal to 114 for 5. In response, India chased down the target in 12.1 overs with Kula Sharir unbeaten on 44 of 27 balls. India remained unbeaten throughout the tournament, defeating Sri Lanka and the US, Pakistan and Australia in the semi-final. In badminton, star Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen has clinched the Australian Open 2025 men's singles title in Sydney. This marked his first title of the year. Lakshya stunned 26th-ranked Japanese Yuji Tanaka 21-15, 21-11 in the final clash today. And now, before we end the bulletin, here are the highlights once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges G20 nations to shift from profit-driven innovation to a model focusing on humanity, equity and global cooperation. Prime Minister says India, Brazil, South Africa can complement each other's development and set an example for sustainable growth. India and Israel to implement proposed free trade agreement in two phases to ensure early benefits, says Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal. Indian origin steel tycoon Lakshmi N. Mittal reportedly decides to leave United Kingdom as Labour government weighs tax changes targeting super rich. And in sports, Indian women's blind cricket team creates history by winning the first ever T20 World Cup for the blind in Colombo. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.